Fast-moving events in the Chinese territory have the potential to derail the region's lucrative economy, and investors are worried by that speculation that China is poised to cross the border and intervene. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan joins me now. Good morning, Pete. We've seen the propaganda vision of Chinese troops over the border in Shenzhen, and that's adding to the financial and economic damage.
Well, that's right, Sabra. And the big concern is that unless this impasse is resolved quickly, and that looks unlikely for now, money will start leaving Hong Kong as investors and businesses look for safety, in other words, a flight of capital. The rising nerves about the risk of China intervening to break up the protests with troops saw Hong Kong's main index, the Hang Seng, fall another 2.1% yesterday, the lowest level since January. The Hang Seng has dived more than 8% since June when these clashes began to escalate. Some big falls in the finance sector, not surprisingly, technology stocks and the property sector. Shares in the Hong Kong-owned airline Cathay Pacific are at a 10-year low after it decided to suspend staff engaged in the protest. So growing concerns from around the world, the United Kingdom and, as we heard, the United States. David Dollar from the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C., says the U.S.-China trade war will look like a mild skirmish in the event of the worst-case scenario if Chinese troops cross the border to intervene.
It's hard to see a neutral outcome. The Hong Kong authorities are really dug in. They suspended consideration of this controversial extradition bill, but they really need to withdraw it. They need to set up an independent commission to investigate the police activity. Probably Carrie Lam has to resign. So there are things the Hong Kong authorities could do that would defuse the situation. I think the assembly of the Chinese military on the other side of the border, I think plan A is just to scare the protesters a bit. But if things get out of hand, then plan B is going to be to send in the military, and that's really going to be a disaster.
And that's David Dollar, a fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. And Peter, if Hong Kong does descend into chaos, what are the options if businesses pull up stumps?
Well, there's already speculation, evidence that money is moving south to Singapore, which would see it rise as a greater financial hub in the event of a deterioration in Hong Kong. Stocks in mainland China are also suffering from this uncertainty, with the main indexes in Shanghai and Shenzhen down 0.6% at yesterday's close.
All right, thanks, Pete. That's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.